Mercy and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. According to Roman tradition, at an early period of the Republic, the poor class, the plebeians, went on strike against the wealthier patricians, refusing to answer a call for military service in defending a portion of the Roman territory. The plebeians claimed that they were treated better by their enemies in times of war than they were by their fellow citizens at home in times of peace. As the plebeians were assembled, the patrician sent them a messenger who related the following story. One time, various parts of the body went on strike against the stomach, thinking they would teach the stomach a lesson. The stomach was just sitting there, feeling as they thought nothing. The hands said they would refuse to bring food to the mouth. The teeth were to refuse to chew the food, and the throat to swallow the same. But after several days, the entire body began to weaken, including the members that were going on strike. Then they realized that, after all, the stomach was contributing its part. The stomach was digesting the food and supplying all the members of the body with necessary nourishment. However, St. Paul and the readers in Rome were acquainted with this incident, we do not know. They possibly were. But anyway, our philosophy this morning emphasizes a similar theme. Christian cooperative service. The concept makes it clear that we are speaking of Christian service. Service of those people who have already been declared just by God through God's mercy. The theme of this entire letter to the Romans, of course, is contained in Romans 1:17. He who is righteous on the basis of faith shall live. Previous chapters, the doctrinal section, make it abundantly clear what we mean by justified on the basis of faith. There are several passages in Romans 3 and 4. Paul has written in these verses, in these previous chapters, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. Since all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, they are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. No man is justified by faith, apart from the works of the law. Now, to one who works, his wages are not reckoned as a gift, but as his due. And to one who does not work, but just to him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is reckoned as righteousness. Chapter 12 begins a new section, a practical section, emphasizing the life of one who has been justified on the basis of faith. Paul, notice, begins by saying, I appeal to you, brethren. He is talking to fellow Christians, It is not the command of the law as a miracle, but the encouragement given to fellow Christians. I appeal to you, brethren. Then he continues, by the mercies of God, through God's grace, that we have already been justified. And it's this justification through our Savior, Jesus Christ, which gives us the motivation for Christian service. Other phrases throughout this philosophy make this abundantly clear. Paul says, by the grace given to me, according to the measure of faith which God has assigned. So we, though many, are one body in Christ, according to the grace given to us, and in proportion to our faith. This Christian service involves a change in attitude. We become different people. We become living testimonials to our faith. As our text makes it clear also, we become members of Christ's body, his church. We are to be engaged in cooperative service in the happiest church. This change in attitude, of course, shows us our gratitude. It shows that we are grateful for what God has done for us. Paul emphasizes the change in attitude when he speaks of a renewal of the mind, and also not conforming to this world, to this eon, but being transformed. That is, our entire life of Christian service is to be one showing our gratitude for what our Savior has done for us. Personal pride must give way to cooperative service. Again, Paul makes this abundantly clear in our text when he says, instead of regarding ourselves as more highly than we ought, we must think of ourselves as minor members of a larger body of the church. Any gift or talent which we possess, we realize, are not spaces to boast of, but they are gifts from God to be used in the cooperative service for the furtherance of the gospel and the church. Paul then selects several examples of different gifts which are to be utilized in the church. Prophecy, which basically is proclaiming the gospel under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Service, or administration of alms and attendance to various physical needs for members of the church. Encouraging and exhorting each other. Teaching, which of course would be instructing in Christian doctrine. Generous giving of one's property. Performing other deeds of mercy, in addition to financial aid. These are not offices, church offices which Paul is referring to. They are functions which an individual should perform according to the gifts, the talents which God has supplied the members of the church. As each part of the body has a peculiar function, so we, as members of Christ's body, the church, we should utilize our individual gifts, developing them not for personal advancement, but for cooperative service in the cooperative church. humanly speaking, we think in terms of self-preservation, ambition, getting ahead in the various professions. Even on this campus, we do make certain human evaluations. We distinguish among students with grades, among faculty with rank and title. But basically, really essentially, our life should not be engaged or aimed at these mundane classifications. Our life should be a life of service to Christ and His church out of gratitude for what He has so graciously done for us. Summarizes it in the opening verses when he says we are to be living sacrifices. Living sacrifices. In the Old Testament, in Roman religion, the sacrificial victim became lifeless, a dead corpse. We are to be alive, thanks to Christ's sacrificial death. The church is to be a living entity. We, as members of the church, are to be alive, not only in eternity, but alive in this life. Alive because of God's grace. Alive because of our gratitude for His mercy. And allows to function in the cooperative service of His church. May the Holy Spirit bless all of us during this quarter and this school year to develop and use any talent, any gift which He has given us as living sacrifices. Amen.